AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. I'm Sherry Preston. The historic first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president is happening right now in a New York City courtroom. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside with more on opening statements.
Each side is expected to go about an hour, and we expect prosecutors to lay out what they consider to be the original election interference case against former President Trump. And the defense is expected to say there was no crime here. The expense was paid by Michael Cohen, who was then the former president's attorney. Trump reimbursed him. It was logged as a legal expense, which is what it was, they say.
Sources tell ABC News the first witness that prosecutors plan to call is former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway of the courthouse, and he just has, with reporters there, but not at the defendant's table where he will be seated throughout the trial. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion is the topic at Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign stop in La Crosse today. She blames Donald Trump for putting reproductive rights in jeopardy.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona and who the previous president was.
That's Harris campaigning last week. Trump has said he wants states to decide their own abortion laws. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is ramping up around the world. It's projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. Most plastic is made from fossil fuels and chemicals. This week, thousands of negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Ottawa, Canada, to work out a treaty to try to reduce plastic pollution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Interest in Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin estate is higher than ever since the April 10th episode of TV's Top Chef set near Spring Green. The executive director of Taliesin Preservation tells the State Journal it had 20,000 new users to its website. Carrie Rodemaker says people made 176 reservations for tours, adding up to $27,000 in new income. Taliesin Preservation is a nonprofit that teaches the public about Wright's life and ideas. The City of Monona Public Works Department starts opening up fire hydrants to flush out water mains today. Flushing out water mains helps remove built-up mineral deposits. While crews are flushing out water mains, people might notice their tap water is discolored. To get rid of that, you should run the cold water nearest to your water meter until it runs clear. It will take several weeks for crews to flush out all the hydrants. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers sweep the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the top of the seventh when Owen Miller, raised in Wisconsin, came to the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers.
The Brewers held on to win 2-0 to take three in a row in St. Louis. Miller says at first they threw nothing but curveballs.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get something that I can handle. But when there was a position that we could score some runs, I'm glad I could come up big there and just get a piece of it and shoot it out to left.
The crew opens a four-game set tonight in Pittsburgh. NBA, Damian Lillard scoring 35 points in the first half to lead the Bucks to a decisive 109-94 win over the Pacers. Lillard on winning game one of the seven-game playoff series.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time live from Governor Nelson State Park as we talk to Tia Nelson, the daughter of the late, great Governor of Wisconsin who created Earth Day, right here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It's enough of Marjorie's colleagues sitting there looking normal while she's saying the reason why we can't support Ukraine is because they're like Germany in the late 30s and early 1940s. No, they're not. The Ukrainians are not the Nazis. There aren't concentration camps there. They're not putting people on trains, railing them in.
Thank you, Jared Moskowitz. I will, Jody, God is my witness, get him on a sexy liberal panel in his Putin mask and his Smurf tie. God as my witness. Okay, speaking of which, Chris says, Steph, saw you in Minneapolis. You guys were absolutely fantastic. I had to show you this because I'm pretty sure Hal predicted this exact thing. Yes, on Monday, he predicted the God farter. He did. And it happens.
He did.
I cannot get enough of the fart noises and fart stories, etc. Well, you've come to the right place, Chris. And he attached the first time I saw the Midas Touch story about the aforementioned farting. Okay. You know what else is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy? This guy's here.
Here he comes, this is Dino Badala. Yes, it's Dino Badala. Dino Badala.
Hi, good morning, Dean. Happy
good
gas.
Good morning.
Happy gas over. Happy Don Fartleone week here on the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Pecker Day.
It is. Uh-huh. He's awake. It's alive. It's right down the street. It's not even that far from where I live. I mean, it's not close, but it's still in the same borough. So it's kind of exciting. They're just about to begin the opening statements. I think it'll wake Donald Trump up. They're like, hey, you should listen to this part.
This is important.
And then we're going to start, and you can nap later.
So you've started with your lawyer hat on, but you made another good point about the media, Dean, on Twitter. You said Trump falls asleep in court again, third time this week. If Biden fell asleep at an event, that is all the corporate media would talk about. And if Biden fell asleep three times in a week, the media would be saying he doesn't have the stamina to be president, but not the same media coverage when it's Trump. I mean, it really is astounding, isn't it?
It's unbelievable to see. We all know this. They'd be invoked. They'd be saying you have to use the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden. He can't be president. He doesn't have what it takes. Donald Trump falls asleep. And the only, I'm not trying to defend the corporate media. The only thing is they don't have video of it. So perhaps they're like, well, is it true or not? But report Maggie Haven from the New York Times and others reported that he fell asleep. I wish we had video. Then it would be definitive. It would play over and over and over again. Donald Trump doesn't have the stamina. He's a different person than when he left office. He was horrible then. Now he's horrible and cognitively impaired at 77. going to be 78 in a few months.
Yeah.
The guy just
in a couple of months.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, in June, a couple of months, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Dean, and you said it best. I saw you on Amen this weekend, but you said Trump repeatedly falling asleep in court is worse for him than a conviction. People might not follow the legal case or dismiss it as politics, but everyone gets 77-year-old Trump not having the stamina to stay awake. That is deadly to his campaign. I mean, these courtroom sketches, all of it, even without cameras, Dean. You're right. I mean, as someone said, when you're running against Sleepy Joe, you have one job. That is do not fall asleep in public. And he can't even do that.
To me, it's such a clear thing. Because, look, not everyone is like us and your listeners or my listeners following the details of the case and knowing the evidence and knowing what's going on. But everybody gets that the man is falling asleep three times in the first week of his trial where he's facing 34 felonies. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Is he on medication? Is he just too old? And that cuts through it. And also, let's add something else. Colbert, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Kimmel all made fun of him, made him a punchline again.
Yeah.
And he hates that. I actually think Trump is ready for a conviction. He's already delegitimized the results of a jury verdict to his followers. But him falling asleep over and over and again, you can't immunize yourself from that. Right. It just shows America you don't got it.
Yeah.
And that's such a big issue. So I think it should be amplified more.
Well, speaking of medication, I know you've had Noel Kastler on, too. And, you know, he tweeted, what you're seeing regarding Trump in court is who he's been for decades. Addiction produces dysfunction. Half the time he would cancel shoots on celebrity appendix and nobody scheduled him before late afternoon. I've been around a lot of addicts in my career. I'm in recovery myself. And Trump was the worst. I mean, he's been talking about, you know, what everyone's known of, you know, was the truth for years about him. But you're seeing this now that he has to sit there. And I'm like going, are his lawyers dosing him so he'll shut the F up? I don't know. But he's clearly, he looks terrible.
It's not a good look for a jury. I had on, you know, a former prosecutor on my radio show on Friday who said that someone falling asleep once is one thing. You fall asleep numerous times, it makes a jury think like you don't care about this case.
Yeah.
You don't care about them. And add to the fact that Donald Trump is the first defendant that many prosecutors ever saw who didn't stand up when the jury came in and look at them and smile and nod their head. He just sat there. So his lawyers would stand up, the prospective jurors come in. He was being disrespectful from the beginning. Jurors are human beings. They should assess the evidence. But the credibility of the defendant plays a role. And liking the defendant or not liking plays a little role around the edges. Doesn't mean you convict them because you despise the guy. But if the evidence go either way, you're like, this guy doesn't care about any of this.
Yeah.
He's so arrogant. He thinks he's above it all. Let's convict him. That's what they should do.
Well, Dean, as a lawyer, would you be nervous? Like I was saying last week during, you know, picking the jury, I feel like if you don't think he's a despicable POS, like there's something wrong with you. I feel like that you automatically have a pro-Trump bias. If you say, oh, yeah, I can be fair. I don't have an opinion about him. I mean, I just get nervous that he only needs one, right, for a hung jury or a mistrial.
Well, look, if they put me in the respective juror box, I would have said I could be fair, you know, a fair trial, a fair conviction, a fair life in prison. I think there are people who – I saw some interviews with some jurors who weren't chosen.
Yeah.
And what is amazing, and I hope people watch it, they take it very seriously. People are like, yes, I can be fair. I can't be fair, or this is an important trial.
Yeah.
People get it. I had some jury trials, not a lot. I didn't do criminal. I did civil, but I had some jury trials. The jury comes back with a verdict that actually lines up with common sense generally. There are exceptions, but collectively you get them in there, and they talk about it very – forget the law. It's common sense. Here's the facts. Here's what the law is. Yeah, I think the person's liable or not liable. Here's the damage.
If you were the attorney on this case, though, Dean, aren't you concerned that these are the most blatant examples of witness tampering, right, and jury intimidation that I've seen between him and his sycophants on Fox or wherever? Is that not a concern? You've got one woman in tears already, right? I mean, you know, right. They said, I can't do this. They figured out who she is.
Mm-hmm. I think that you make a great point. Let's be clear. Donald Trump and Fox News already has tampered with his jury. Juror number two, and that was the juror that Jesse Waters attacked and Trump amplified it. Juror number two was going to be on this jury. Came in the next day before the trial began and said a few days ago, I can't be on this. I'm concerned about being biased or not because people figured out who she was. So already Trump and Fox News has tampered with his jury because the judge had excused her and said she would have been a good juror. She was taking it seriously. She was fair and open-minded. So they've already tampered with it. I wrote an article for Substack for my newsletter about what John Gotti did, because everyone calls Trump the Teflon Don after Gotti and the Dapper Don. In the Gotti's case, one, they intimidated a witness, and that person goes to court and doesn't identify Gotti in an earlier trial, go, oh, that's not, I can't be sure who the guy who beat me up was because they had intimidated him. The second one, a juror lied, withheld information, got on the jury. Gotti paid him $60,000, and then that juror helped lead to a not guilty verdict. Ultimately, that juror was charged and convicted with obstructing justice later. You have to worry about this. And Steph, there's another thing. There are Republicans who are billionaires who want Trump to get in there for a tax cut, for less regulations. They have millions to make. I'm not saying a billionaire who goes to a Trump rally or Trump event will give money, but why wouldn't they invest in $50,000 to pay off a juror or $100,000? Right. I think there's another level to this that is not just criminal. It's economic. It's investors. They're not voters. They're Trump investors.
What happens with the gag order hearing tomorrow? So we're at least seven times that he's violated the gag order. What happens, do you think?
Well, the judge is going to have a hearing. I think the judge is going to fine Trump. I don't think he's going to imprison him. I think he's going to fine him. I think he's going to lay down the law, so to speak, about future violations. But it's not going to be as simple as your next violation is this penalty. Your next violation is that. It's going to be about how egregious the next violation is. And if he doesn't, in front of the judge in court, say he says stuff about a juror or anything along those lines, the judge right there can hold Trump instantly in contempt. It's the statements out of court that necessitate these hearings. So the hearing's a fair thing. It's frustrating to us. You're like, he clearly violated your gag order, right? So I think, I hope you see fine semi. I hope you see the judge say, look, this is going to go up, and we're going to lead to you loss of liberty, and you're going to be in a prison cell for a day. And I don't care what people say. Trump wants this. It helps him. No, it doesn't help anyone to go to jail.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't help anyone to be in a prison cell.
Yeah.
Trump loses his liberty. He will go nuts. He'll join a prison gang pretty quickly. But besides that, he's not going to want to go to jail. The Orange Brotherhood, that's what he's going to join.
Oh, by the way,
prison gang.
Of all your skills, I didn't know you were also a fashion critic, but you mentioned Stephen Miller saying that Donald Trump is a style icon, and you said it is true. Trump will be the best-dressed person in his prison block. He will be modeling a prison chic. I mean, no one does orange like he does, you have to say, right?
No, and Stephen Miller is impressive for a talking gargoyle. You don't usually see that. But in any event, you have Stephen Miller on Fox News sucking up to Trump, saying he is a fashion icon. This, yeah. And you know what? Trump will sell his orange suits that he wore in prison to his supporters who will buy it. I wore this on day one. Get it now.
Day one.
Trump will sell everything.
Goes great with the mugshot. Goes great with gold sneakers.
Look at the shank. I got shanked in the shower. You can buy the shank. The shiv that was stabbed in my back. Only $25.
All right.
I'll sign it. Or replica for 10.
All right. Now, take your lawyer hat off. Put your Muslim hat on for the most, confusing hate tweet I've gotten about the show recently. William tweeted this morning, sad to see that you have Palestinian genocide denier Dean on. Why do you hate the Palestinians so much? That's very confusing, but so are all of the politics surrounding this whole, I have to get your take on, Avi. You know, there's a lot going on at Columbia, my alma mater, USC. Right. We just talked about, you know, this week you tweeted USC calls off all speaker appearances at the 2024 commencement after canceling its Muslim valedictorian speech. USC is so committed to ensuring a student who's pro-Palestinian humanity not be permitted to speak. They've now canceled all speakers. This is like white supremacists during Jim Crow, who instead of following court orders allowing black people to use public pools, they closed the pool to all. I said that I, you know, think she should be allowed to speak, but you know, clearly security is becoming a concern. I know we're in your backyard over there in Columbia. There's the difference to me, Dean, is you've always been a very strong voice against anti-Semitism. You know, obviously, as a Palestinian, that's been very powerful. That there is a difference between protest and standing up for Palestinians and anti-Semitism. What's your take on what's happening on campuses?
Well, I mean, I think this is a human issue. We should all stand up against hate. And I posted this morning, and I've read articles in the past during other conflicts, that there is no place for anti-Jew hatred on the side of Palestinian advocates or Palestinian humanity. If you hate Jews, we don't want you. I don't want you advocating for my family in the West Bank if you're a Jew hater.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's the number one thing. Make it clear your criticism. Make it about the policy. Use the name Benjamin Netanyahu because it's his policies and his military. And this week alone, I shared stories of heartbreaking of children killed playing foosball in a refugee camp in a daytime military drone strike. Yeah. CNN did a great reporting of it, showing the family crying after the bodies were literally picked up. There was no defense of that. Talk about that. That's what moves people. This girl was 10 years old. Her name was like Shabi. And you're like, these are the stories. Don't demonize Jews for the actions of Netanyahu. I think some younger people just don't know enough. I mean, honestly, because they hear Israel and they hear Jewish state and they might think there's some connection between the two. I can assure you, Netanyahu is not looking at the religious text before he orders a military strike on Gaza.
Yeah.
He's a right-wing politician who's driven by a right-wing agenda.
When we get, we have to break, but I have to get your take on Trump basically asking his supporters to protest like the pro-Palestinian protest, yeah. Except that he is Netanyahu in this scenario. Mm-hmm. They are protesting. He would like them to, you know, protest to support him. Mm-hmm. This criminal, despicable. Okay. All right. Look, we're going to get Dean's take on that and much more. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Being Done, Jody. Done. Talk the hand, Debt. Hey, Debt. Hey, you. I see you. Sorry. Done with debt. Don't you want to be done so you can sleep? I'm just saying. High interest credit cards, loans make it impossible to pay off all your debt. Am I right? You feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently. It's not boomerang debt, Jody. It's not back.
Right.
Okay, without bankruptcy and without a loan, that is the key. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, because some debt solutions, of course, are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time, that is donewithdebt.com.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math Yeah, that's never going to work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip? It's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Can you hear us now?
How about now?
I can hear you now. Okay. That's great, Stephanie Miller. Look at you. How are you?
Oh, it's like a Verizon commercial. Okay.
No, I was talking about Trump urging his supporters to protest at local courthouses all over the country, just like pro-Palestinian protesters. I was explaining the difference that in the scenario, he is Netanyahu. But what I mean,
I'm going there. I'm bringing the shawarma. Let's burn the courthouses for Trump. That's shawarma for Trump. It's going to be amazing. He is so pathetically needy. He feels left. He's watching the protests of Palestinian humanity. He's going, where are my protests? Why am I not getting that? He doesn't criticize any of it. He's not getting into, is it the anti-Semitism or not? He just wants people to idolize him and
yes.
Protest for him. It is so pathetic. Oh, my God.
Regardless of what you think of every aspect of the issue, Dean, they're protesting a genocide against innocent people. He is guilty. He's trying to compare himself. I mean, what is it this week? He was Jesus and Mandela last week, I think. I mean, it's you made a good point. You were talking about.
I did?
You always do. But Ro Khanna voted against the Israel aid, and he said it was a stance against a blank check to Netanyahu. And you always make that distinction, too. You know, he said we wanted to make it clear there has to be a change in strategy and no more famine and suffering in Gaza. And I know you say it all the time, criticizing the policies of Netanyahu is not anti-Semitism. Many Israelis agree with you, right?
Sure. Look, there are certain people who completely understand that. There are others who don't really want you to criticize anything about Israeli policy, so they'll throw out, oh, it's anti-Semitic. I think that's kind of losing its traction. I think people are getting it because it's so in our face with this conflict in Gaza. But look, there should be conditions on anyone we're giving foreign aid to, that we're giving our military weapons to, that you can't violate human rights laws. And technically, there really is the Foreign Security, I think, Assistance Act, I think it's called. But it's not specific, in this case, with Israel. I'm all for giving Israel the Iron Dome, Netanyahu, even though I despise Netanyahu, the Iron Dome, it protects people. My fiance's family lives in Haifa. They're Palestinians. They're, you know, they were born there. But so when Iran was firing missiles at Israel, you know, my fiance was running around freaking out because she's fearful for her family's getting killed.
Yeah.
And I share that. So I live in this bizarre world where there are Palestinians living in Israel. 20% of the country are Palestinians. And in Iran, they could kill my family in the West Bank. Their missiles don't know any better. They're not that sophisticated. We need a global peace solution. And I think solving the Palestinian crisis with a state of the Palestinian people is a big step in pulling away the passion of those who are really, truly anti-Israel. They're like, well, there's a Palestinian state now. Let's focus on building that up and make it economically sustainable and thrive.
And also, you're part Sicilian. So you're just a hot 23andMe mess. I don't. You are just.
By the way, I did 23andMe. I'm exactly what I claim to be. I'm exactly half Palestinian, half Sicilian. The difference is my Arab side is all spread out from like northern, from middle Africa through like Saudi. The Italian side, they just put the lawn chair down in Italy like, we're here. We're done. We're not going anywhere. We're sitting. Put the Christmas lights up. We're just staying.
The Dean Obadalla Show. It is a must listen here on SiriusXM. We love you, Dean. Thanks so much, honey.
Thanks. Love you, too. Take care.
All right. Politics Girl coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. I'm Sherry Preston. The historic first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president is happening right now in a New York City courtroom. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside with more on opening statements.
Each side is expected to go about an hour, and we expect prosecutors to lay out what they consider to be the original election interference case against former President Trump. And the defense is expected to say there was no crime here. The expense was paid by Michael Cohen, who was then the former president's attorney. Trump reimbursed him. It was logged as a legal expense, which is what it was, they say.
Sources tell ABC News the first witness that prosecutors plan to call is former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway of the courthouse, and he just has with reporters there, but not at the defendant's table where he will be seated throughout the trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One person is dead and nine others are recovering from injuries after a car collided with a county bus in Milwaukee Saturday night. A passenger in the car died instantly. Two other people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Seven people on the bus were hurt, but not badly. Last we knew, Milwaukee police were looking at charging the driver of the car. Climate change is making summer less healthy for millions. Scientists are keeping an eye on insects that carry disease. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate.
This is having a profound effect on our wildlife, but also we're seeing a lot more progressively rising rates of Lyme disease, of West Nile virus.
Snyder says he's also worried about more wildfires as conditions each summer get hotter and drier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The disturbing miniseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, set a max record with well over a billion minutes viewed for the first four episodes. The docuseries tells the story of a toxic, dangerous culture for child actors that took place on some of the most iconic children's shows in the 90s and early 2000s. And people on social media overanalyze things too much because all they do is look at their phone news. The New York Post reports that gamer Peace Matters posed a question on Facebook recently asking why Simpsons characters haven't aged. His theory is that a hint was dropped in season four when Homer has a discussion with God, who jokes that Homer will only live another 6 months. 6 months later, in the same season, Bart shook a can of beer as an April Fool's joke. Homer opened it, the can exploded, and put him in a coma. The insinuation is that every episode since has happened during Homer's coma, and that is why none of the characters have aged. Funny, I always thought it was because they were cartoons. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Badger Apple Corps at Badger Ordnance.
It's apples and ammunition.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's who is funny. Just say that. George Conway retweeted from, I think this is the Post, Johnson received a key intelligence briefing from the CIA director who painted a picture of the dire situation on the battlefield in Ukraine and the global consequences of inaction. According to multiple sources with knowledge of the situation, the briefing left a lasting impression and Johnson became increasingly convinced the fate of Western democracy was on his shoulder, sources close to him say. So we shall see because Moscow Marge mm-hmm. saying she's going to vacate him. And then who's the lunatic lady says then moderate Republicans will resign, to which we
Speaker
say,
Jeffries.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. We love you, Speaker Jeffries. Oh, could it be? Trump goes to prison and we get Speaker Jeffries for the summer. Why am I? I'm starting to sound more like Paul Lynn.
Yes, you are.
I'm not the only one that's thinking this is Schadenfreude-licious. Who is this? Adam said, with all of the Trump and Republican failures, disasters, and legal come up and says, can somebody just inject the Schadenfreude directly into my veins? Yes, thank you. Please and thank you. Lisa in Madison. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey. Go ahead.
Very excited to talk with you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. You were talking about Schadenfreude, and I had a little Bill Maher Schadenfreude. They had to put his show at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, and I got a half-price ticket email last week. Not doing well.
All right. Well, you know what is doing well and close to sellout would be Madison Sexy Liberal in just a couple of weeks. 3 weeks? 3 weeks. Right, Jody?
Right.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like your comedy sex, can I have my sexy liberal music? If you like your comedy sexy and not both sides do it, the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour is for you. Susan says, Steph, Jody, Chris, as always, thank you so much for jump-starting every one of my weekday mornings in the best way. Please, please, please convince Lawrence O'Donnell to appear at the Boston show. I am from Dorchester. His home self will bring out the love from the hometown crowd. I'm a lifelong masshole raised in the Metro West Boston burbs. Nothing would make this loyal Massachusetts fan and the throngs of New England fans flocking to Boston Sexy Liberal Tour happier than have both Charlie Pierce and Lawrence on stage with the much-loved Steph, Hal, Frangela, John, and any other mystery guests you will spring on us on July 13th. Many thanks. Sue, what's happening over there, children? Okay, yes, we're working on special guests for everywhere.
Yes.
And this... Saturday is going to be amazing with Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jurors, and Lindy Lee. So we're working on little surprises for you everywhere. Is everything okay? There was a lot of activity that I saw out of the corner of my eye. That's okay. You can turn the sexy liberal music off. That's good. Thank you. Okay. We're having some technicalities.
It's a morning.
That's fine. By the way, with Chris being off this week, Sally says, hi, Steph, I love your show. Thanks for all the laughs. My husband would have loved to hear Chris's phrase, meat curtains. He calls them mud flaps. Chris called women's lady parts meat curtains.
Yeah.
Okay, but her husband uses the much more romantic mud flaps. And you wonder, Jody, why I did that story last week. It research shows lesbians have more orgasms than straight women. I rest my case. How you doing, Dolly? Open up the mud flaps for Daddy. I just got Gare doing that story again. Chip in Kansas. Hi, Chip.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Hope you're doing great.
Thank you.
I'm a disabled guy. I'm on limited income, but I'm trying to get up enough money to buy a ticket to Sexy Liberal Kansas City.
We've never been to Kansas
City.
Not
too far away from Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope you make it.
So do I. Hey, Dean was talking about John Gotti being the Teflon Don and the Dapper Don, and then, the Cheetolini got the nickname.
Yes.
But we got to use the Diaper Don.
Yes. Yes, he is Diaper Don. I'm guessing that's what's next here, Jody, on Chart Week is stop. You can do that look of disappointment all morning. It is not going to affect me.
Disappointed.
Don't you think that's next, the Diapy incident, based on what Noel Kastler says?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that he can't sit there for hours without not having a full poopy Diapy. Do you think?
That's what lunch is.
Oh, God. They'll be praying for the farts. By the way, I'm going to give it to our friend Black Knight, was the first one on Twitter to say today is the day that Don Snorleone truly became the Godfarter. I think he got all the jokes in the first.
He did.
Just going to give it to him. Okay, speaking of legal doings, our legal lad, Tristan Snell, with a lot of great points about, I don't know when the immunity hearing is, but Supreme Court, yeah, he said, here's the thing about Trump's demands for immunity. The only other president to demand immunity was Nixon. Mm-hmm. People don't ask for immunity on principle or for fun. They ask for immunity because they committed crimes, mm-hmm. which is why Marjorie Taylor Greene and the bunch of the whole insurrectionist caucus in Congress ask for pardons. You don't ask for a pardon unless you know you've committed a crime.
Right.
Tristan says, Trump says if courts can take away his immunity, it'll take away Biden's too. The funny thing is Biden doesn't need royal immunity for life because he isn't being tried for 88 felony criminal counts in four jurisdictions. Thank you. Isn't that kind of easily understandable, even mm-hmm. if you're not a legal nerd
yeah.
like you, Law and Order?
30 years of watching Law and Order.
Right.
Practically a lawyer.
I don't know why. It just feels like a happy day. Michael Elston, you know that guy.
I do.
He said dozens of environmental activists who once worked along RFK Jr. are warning him that if he doesn't end his campaign, he will likely help elect climate denier Donald Trump. This week, prominent members of the Kennedy family endorsed Biden over RFK Jr. But because I have no principle, Jody, now that the latest polling is showing him helping Biden more than Trump, I say... rock on, my friend. You hang in there. Okay. Carol tweets, Trump brags about not sleeping much, so my guess is he's sleeping or sluggish in court because his attorneys are tranquilizing him like a chihuahua on an airplane. That was my first guess.
Yeah.
The only way they're going to get through this trial is to get him to shut the up.
Right.
I think they're dosing him, don't you?
It might be.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever flown with a chihuahua, I'm just saying. One last one. Grape tweets, the greatest con the right has ever done is called the media liberal, and they have been overcompensating ever mm-hmm. since. Thank you. To Dino Badala's point, right? If Joe Biden had fallen asleep three times in 1 week.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, the media would just declare his campaign over and that he needs to step down, mm-hmm. right?
They would.
Matt in Milwaukee. Hello, Matt.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. First of all, diapers on, that's fine, but I think treason Trump is better. I wanted to mention really quickly, no one's mentioning how his hair has changed. He's combing it differently because he's losing more hair, I've noticed. Someone needs to point that out.
Oh, and also, I think he got caught in the wind before the last, because his hair was really up last Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. If he gets found guilty, can he just be taken into custody that day, please? I don't know why he can't. And then next, I wanted to mention that in Ukraine, I called about a year ago saying that we should send troops to the areas where they're not fighting to free up troops so they can go to the front line. And now Macron is saying the same thing. We need to take this seriously because they're losing right now.
Well, I mean, again, the tragedy is that we've had to do this stupid, clown show for how many months, right? When we knew it was going to pass eventually, all it's done is just slowed up, and cost innocent lives. Okay. By the way, speaking of this gag order tomorrow and Trump inciting violence, was it Miles Taylor, remember who was mm-hmm. anonymous? He said it best, former Trump official, he said on TV this weekend, when Trump says there's an invasion, people go shoot up Walmarts in Texas. When Trump says there's a great replacement, people go shoot up grocery stores in New York. When he says an election was stolen, people go storm the Capitol mm-hmm. and beat the out of cops and kill people. I mean, it's just, there is so much evidence so far of his rhetoric inciting violence that I hope they take this seriously. Because I know a fine's not going to mean anything to him.
Not a big enough one.
Right. But how about this poor guy that lit himself on fire, by the way, on Friday and died? Marcia tweeted, the St. Augustine man who set himself on fire outside the Trump trial had issues with Bill and Hillary Clinton. He got arrested for throwing a glass of wine at a signature by Bill Clinton in a restaurant. We keep talking about this just conspiracy theory sickness mm-hmm. that has just beset our country, and that you can't tell me Trump hasn't made worse, you know? And it's just, I'm sorry, I'm not saying we don't have ours on the left, but I just, it seems to be centered on the right, these far right. And it's, and I guess it didn't start with the Clintons, but I mean, that's where a lot of this started, just getting right-wing conspiracy theory fever swampy, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, that was just, and also Trump attracts crazy. I'm sorry, Bonnie and Clyde are
making noise.
Yes. Something exciting happening in the trial? Oh. It's, you know, like dogs know there's an earthquake coming. Has something happened? Let me check my phone for alerts. What's happening? Has someone, did they have to?
Not yet. Nothing's happening.
All right. I didn't know if maybe they had to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart, tag him for mating purposes. Maybe they're going to have to put like a canvas sack over him, like in Borat. I'm just saying there are ways to just, you know, that they may have to up the, trying to control him.
Ball gag.
Just be, right? I think, yes, ball gag.
Like
right.
The gimp.
Okay. And they'll need one for his ass as well. Oh, by popular demand, they'd like, people would like to hear the Rocky Mountain Mike tribute again. And Marionette Arbor contributed.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
New from KKL, it's Courthouse Gang. 20 original songs, 20 original artists. Elton John.
You can make it a fart.
Courthouse Gas from KKL.
Right in the middle of trial.
You get Blondie and Fart of Gas.
This is our Trump, and he had no class.
You'll also get the romantic.
I hear your greasy KFC. When you're farting in your sleep, I smell the cheeses that you eat. When you're farting in your sleep,
Pat Benatar.
You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Big figure, don't pass gas around near me. You're a fart maker, deal breaker. Forest breaker, don't you pass the gas near me.
We didn't even have to make a parody of.
Ooh, that smell.
Courthouse Gas from KTL, wherever records are shredded. Get yours today at Sears, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Tower Records, and Kmart.
Wow. That, you know what? In a stellar career, that might, Rocky Mountain Mike may have finally topped himself. Did you hear the farts right on the downbeat?
Uh-huh.
Perfectly timed on the... Genius. 46 minutes after the hour. Politics Girl coming up for the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In biology, in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
We're gonna rock on to Stephanie Miller.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock on to
Stephanie Miller.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Oi! Happy gas over, everyone. First day. It's the first day. Whew, it's going to be a long trial. Those poor people. 51 minutes after the hour, Lee McGowan, politics girl, coming up for the hour. Very exciting. We haven't talked to her in a bit. Very, very exciting. Let's see. So, thank you for your suggestions once again on what statues I might be able to molest in your town. Feel Good Boy says, in Philadelphia, Steph, skip the Rocky statue, head straight to the Ben Franklin statue. He's already sitting down for your lap dance. And there's a helpful picture. Thank you so much for that suggestion. I appreciate it.
We have serious problems to solve.
This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
We are all here to save the world.
Hello, sexy liberals.
Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, save the world comedy tour is underway.
It's very important and very important to me.
Next up at the Fillmore, in the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Saturday, April 27th, with Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Special panel guests, Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jerks, and Lindy Lee.
I will say this, stop it.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after this show. April 27th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And these dates on the way.
May 11th, Madison. May 18th, Albuquerque. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. July 13th, Boston. July 27th, Atlanta. August 3rd, New York. August 17th, Chicago. September 7th, Portland. September 21st, Durham, North Carolina. September 28th, Phoenix. October 12th, Kansas City. November 2nd, Los Angeles. January 18th, 2025, Washington, D.C.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Get it. Get it. Wow. I think I stroked out a little bit hearing about September. Okay. Oh, by the way, thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. And Rocky Mountain Mike loves suggestions. favorite. Yes, Dan from Binghamton says, Rocky Mountain Mike, the Knack's My Sharona chains to My Aroma. Okay. All right. The fart montage is complete. It's like the Mona Lisa. It's complete. You don't want it. You're going to mess it up if you keep painting. Fantastic suggestion, however. Oh, here's a this is going to be fantastic. Portland Sexy Liberal with Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer. K.A. says, don't forget the happy beavers in Portland.
There are nice beaver.
There's all beavers.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
And she sent me a picture of all these little beaver statues. Come on. That's going to be fantastic. It's going to be funny. Okay. And Kevin in Chicago says, Francis of Frangela Duo is correct. Don't be afraid to come to Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour alone. You will make friends. I brought the hubs last time, but I'm flying solo this year at the special DNC event in August in Chicago. Get your tickets now. Karen says, the community is for real. I was euphoric after my first meet and grew up in Madison many years ago. Met so many more Chicago sexy liberals when I planned an in-between tour meetup. We were on our fourth such Chicago meetup when COVID hit. Aw, COVID's over. We can all be together again. It's not over, over.
It's not over.
Right. It's over enough for hugging and laughing. Karen from Chicago said, point of order, hilarious gay. Steph's tenure in Chicago was pre-Bean, so we will give her a pass this one time. Kevin, this oversight will not be held against you at your next review. I will flick the bean when I get to Chicago, but I did not know my tenure was pre-bean. It was in the 80s. There's a thing that looks like a bean now that I will lick when I get to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and thank you. There is a Ben Franklin statue. Someone else sent a picture on the Penn campus. That's on my list of statues to molest. Jennifer says, I can't wait till Steph comes to Chicago and flicks the bean. Thank you. I will be flicking that bean. Again and again and again. Anita in San Antonio, hello.
Good morning. Happy gas over.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't understand how MAGA Mike can come to the realization that not supporting Ukraine is a threat to democracy and still support Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a Putin puppet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so I don't understand how some of these people. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because a lot of Republicans voted for Ukraine aid, and yet they still support Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, this whole party makes no sense anymore, quite honestly. Steve Bannon, did you see this? Steve Bannon is criticizing the looks and appearances of House Democrats. He said it looks like the Adams family. It's a group of goofballs. They are embarrassing to look at. Steve Bannon said that, Jody. What does John Fugelsang say? He looks like gout got gout.
Yes.
He looks like an alcoholic thumb.
Yeah, an alcoholic thumb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for your thoughts, though. Okay. Bob tweets, the absurdity here is that your average sycophantic GOP politician isn't at all claiming Trump is innocent. Their position is he's allowed to do whatever he wants. That's exactly it. We're already in a dictatorship from their point of view, right? No, not one of them says he's innocent. It's just, yeah, he should be able to do it because he's Donald Trump. That's basically the argument. Is it quiet in here, or am I just bombing? I can't tell.
Okay. It's quiet in here. The dog stopped talking.
This one is.
Wheel
yes.
of right-wing hypocrites!
Noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley. Did you see this? He was on TV complaining about bridges falling down. This man voted against the bipartisan infrastructure bill in 2021 and is out here complaining that roads and bridges are falling apart in 2024. They have no shame. They're on TV talking and complaining about stuff that they voted against. Or they're out taking credit for it, even though they voted against it.
Right.
It is an endless.
Wheel
yes.
of Thank you. Right-wing hypocrites!
Steve Bannon says Democrats are ugly. Jody, just wanted to reiterate that.
Steve Bannon says that.
Yeah.
Steve.
Oh,
Steve
Ruth
Bannon?
Pundit is overseas, so he couldn't join us, but he said he played him once and for something. He played him once in a commercial, something parody, and he said his only tip to the makeup person is give him more herpes. Give me more herpes. Because, you know, he has those weird...
He has weird sores on
sores
his face.
Sores and things. Could be leprosy. I don't know. Could be worse. Could be raining. Okay. Oh, speaking of ugly pictures, someone for some reason retweeted the 1964 campaign photo, the official
one
where, you know, my dad's holding me and my eyes are going that way and my link from Mod Squad Afro is going the other way. Drow tweeted, Stephanie has always been adorable and a very sacred addition to the Miller family.
Computer says nah.
Not really. And now to democracy. And in this pic, it's so obvious her father is overjoyed with her. Thank you, Millers, for having this child. No, my father looks a little horrified if you look closely at the picture. But thank you for your kind thoughts. Politics Girl is next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
Not, what are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.